priority is to get the players in as quickly as you can, you know, and hopefully stabilise the squad. You know, we want to know who's available to us, you know, what we can do, who we can bring in, and who will be remaining here. We just don't know that at this moment in time, you know, that nothing's concrete like that. But I think most clubs are like that at the moment. You know, it's still fairly early in the, you know, in the transition for next season. There's still, you know, a lot of people still in contracts at football clubs, and so, you know, a lot of clubs will let them run down before they make the move. But we need to know from our point of view who and where those areas will need to be filled.
Is today D-Day, though, for the players such as Porter, Williamson and co to make that decision in Football League term?
Yeah, well, it is in one respect, but they're out of contract anyway, so that doesn't make any difference. You know, they're free to talk to anybody anyway, which I'm sure the representatives have been doing already. And they'll see which is the best move for the player, whether it remains here or they move on. But, you know, the sooner we know that, you know, the better prepared we can be. But, you know, we'd sooner that those decisions be made, you know, now rather than in 2-3 weeks.
Do you have any indication as to what they're thinking at this stage, as to whether one or all or none of them will be here next year?
To a man, they all give you the same reply. Oh, they'd love to stay here, but, you know, we're just not too sure yet, you know. So they're playing the field. You know, the agents will play the field, and it's understandable. Although you want it to be sorted out, you know, for your own club, it's what happens. It's, you have to have a bit of realism in this type of timing of the season. So, you know, we've put our marker down. We've told them that we want them to stay. We've made the offers. You know, then it's up to them to respond to us. But whether that will be now or the next couple of weeks, we don't know yet.
Do you almost, in some respects, have to plan for them not to be here as a what if scenario?
Yes, of course you do. Yeah, yeah. There's no doubt about that. You know, and we've got lots of targets that you know that we can call upon, hopefully, and I say hopefully, if everything pans out okay, that if we'd lose one or two players, then we can replace them fairly quickly.
Are you anticipating several changes to the squad? If I was to use the phrase major overhaul of the team, is that how it could be this summer?
Yes, it could well be that, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not by choice, you know, but it could. That's a circumstance that could prevail. Yeah, you know, in an ideal world, we'd keep everybody together, or most of the team together, if we could. But that's not being honest, and that's not being practical. You know, it's unlikely that will happen. We'll wait and see. You know, we have budgets in which we have to find out what we've got and who we can bring in, if anybody, and that will, you know, transpire in the next week or so, I would think. The decisions will be made above as to whether or not, you know, we have a certain budget or not.
Just going back to the players, the Williamses of this world, just briefly, have you set them a deadline as to when you want to know by?
No, we haven't set them a deadline. I don't want to do either. You know, if Williamson or Kevin, you know, those two in particular, you know, if they want to come back to us on the last seconds, I'll take it then, because they're good players. I don't want to lose them. But so I won't put a deadline on those now.